On this episode of the All.NET Net Show, we're going to learn how we can build real-time applications using SignalR and also the Azure SignalR service. Save the date for .NET Conf 2018 on September 12th through 14th. .NET Conf is a free, three-day virtual developer event co-organized by the .NET community and Microsoft. You'll enjoy a wide selection of live sessions that feature speakers from the community and the .NET product teams. Head over to www.dotnetconf.net to learn more and save the date. Welcome to another episode of the On.NET Show. My name is Cecil Phillip, and with me today I have Anthony Chu. What's going on, Anthony?
Not bad. Thanks for having me.
So you're actually here to talk to us about the Azure SignalR service and SignalR in general. But before we do that, why don't you start off with just telling us a little bit about yourself, like who are you and what do you do here?
Sure. So my name is Anthony Chu. I'm a cloud developer advocate at Microsoft, so same as Cecil. And we actually work on the same team with the focus on .NET. So lately I've been working quite a bit with ASP.NET Core SignalR, and also with the new Azure SignalR service that was announced back at Build. And also with Azure Functions to see how we can actually take some of the SignalR goodness and integrate it with Azure Functions. So we can have serverless WebSockets, if you will.
Okay, so you've been saying SignalR. We've used that word a couple of times before, but what exactly is SignalR and what can we do with it?
Yeah, so SignalR, it's a library for ASP.NET, and in this case is ASP.NET Core. That allows us to add real-time capabilities to an ASP.NET Core application. So what I mean by real-time is, if you imagine some of the use cases for real-time, so for instance, if you have a stock app or a stock website where you go there and the server is pushing real-time stock prices to you and the screen is updating in real-time, or maybe you're looking at some flights and you look on a map, you see some planes moving around in real-time. So those are kind of some of the scenarios that SignalR enables.
So what if, like I know in the past, like, you know, we used to do this thing where we just pulled the server, right? Like, hey, we're ready for new information, we'll just ask for it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what's the difference with me doing that and using something that's like SignalR, for instance, that's I guess, real time?
Yeah, so SignalR uses, by default, uses WebSockets if possible, and it's a lot more efficient to use WebSockets. And WebSockets is a persistent and bidirectional connection. Mm-hmm. So that not only can the client push information or basically send messages to the server can use the connection to send information in real time, basically push information to the client. So you get stuff right away instead of waiting the 5 minutes or 5 seconds or whatever your polling interval is.
Sure. So instead of my client having to worry about, hey, I need to check, instead the server would be like, oh, hey, it's ready.
Yeah.
And I'll just give it to you and here you go. And then now on our side, we can kind of react to, I guess, that event or that change whenever it comes up.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Why don't we just kind of just start diving into demos and see what it looks like?
Yeah, so here I have an ASP.NET Core application, pretty much a vanilla ASP.NET Core application that mm-hmm. I've already added SignalR to.
Yeah.
It happens to be a chat application, as I think we're required to have a chat application whenever we demo SignalR.
Yeah.
So I'll show you the kind of the main piece that makes up any SignalR application, which is a hub, which is really just a class that has methods on it that clients can call.
Sure.
So here I have a hub with a send method. So whenever someone types a message and sends a message, it's going to invoke this method on the hub, and we're going to pass along the message text. And then the kind of the more interesting piece is that inside the hub or a hub method, we have access to this client's property, and then we can actually address either all the connections or a subset of connections, and then actually push messages down to it. Here I'm actually invoking a method on the clients called new message, and passing along the sender information and as well as the text of the message.
Right. And so when you said client, right, like client could be anything. It could be a web browser. It could be a Xamarin app. It could be a desktop application. Like client doesn't necessarily mean like it's a web thing, right? Like
yeah,
it,
absolutely.
It could be anything.
Yeah. So typically, yeah, like we start out with, you know, most people start out with like a JavaScript app that's running in the browser.
Yep.
But SignalR also has a .NET SDK, as you mentioned, so you can actually use that inside of Xamarin.
Sure.
And we're also working on Java and C# clients as well. Or sorry, C++ clients
C++.
As well.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So let's see where you actually wire it up, right? Like, this is the hub, mm-hmm. but where do I actually say, hey, ASP.NET, like, I want you to enable my SignalR functionality?
Yeah, sounds good. So as with most things in ASP.NET, we would do this in the startup.cs. So here you can see that I am just calling one line of code, services.addSignalR, just adds all the services that's needed for SignalR to run into the IOC container. And then down here, I'm actually running app.useSignalR, and that adds the middleware that's required to that actually lights up SignalR in our application.
Gotcha.
And we're letting SignalR know about the different hubs that we have in our application. Here we only have one hub named chat, and we're mapping it to a route named /chat.
So pretty much if I had more than one hub, I'd have more than one routes per hub? Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think the last thing that we want to kind of show you before we actually run the app is the client-side JavaScript that connects to the hub.
Oh yeah, sure. Let's take a look at that.
So this happens to be a Vue.js application, but it could be using any JavaScript framework or just vanilla JavaScript if you wanted to. The main kind of couple of pieces is that you can see here that I'm pulling in the SignalR client library in JavaScript from a CDN. You can also pull it in from NPM if you wanted to. And then the key piece here is that if to establish a connection, it's just a couple lines of code. Here I'm saying build a hub connection with the URL /chat. And then here you see that I'm wiring up a function basically to listen to the the new message event that can be evoked by the server.
Right.
And I'm writing some code. I'll run some code. And then lastly, I am running connection.start. That actually starts the connection. And then when the connection has been established, I'm just basically telling the page that it's ready. And then it lights up the UI so that we can actually start.
So when we kind of walk through the steps really quickly, it's pulling the SignalR client, right? I create a connection, and then I say, well, these are the messages, or these are the events that I want to subscribe to, right? I give it the actions that I want to have to those different methods. And then I say, well, start, right? And now asynchronously, right, like it'll just kind of listen for those messages. And as they come in, it'll just react to them based on whatever code it is that you've just written.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and start this application. And it should open up in the browser in a moment. And here it is. It's a very simple chat application. If I just type, hey, Cecil, it'll show up right away.
Sure.
You can see that I'm actually logged into this application. So so SignalR actually has the same context in terms of the ASP.NET identity information. So I actually you can actually reach into that context and actually find out who you are if you're logged in.
Got it.
Now let's quickly open up another browser to show you that this is actually real time and it's actually happening across browsers. And here I can say hi, and it shows up in both.
Oh,
and cool. I happen to be not logged in this case, so I'm actually seeing anonymous here.
Cool, that's pretty good. So pretty easily, right? Like I can bring in a NuGet package, I'm guessing on the .NET side, and then
yeah, you actually don't even have to do that
no?
because it's actually part of the app package that's brought in
by default.
Yeah, by default in an ASP.NET Core application, a 2.1 application. So this particular line here, it's a meta package.
Sure.
And it includes basically everything that that Microsoft produces.
That shipped in that release.
Yeah.
Got it.
So SignalR just happens to be in there.
So great. So then from a .NET perspective, from an ASP.NET Core perspective, I don't really have to do anything other than say, you know, inside of my startup.cs, add SignalR, use SignalR, map my route, create the hub, and we could get going, right?
Yeah.
Cool. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about, you know, you're just running this in your machine, and then obviously it's just your single machine. You don't have like a ton of users that are kind of like hitting you and hammering you, right?
Yeah.
What happens when, you know, it's time for us to scale some of these connections up? Like, what are some of the strategies that we could kind of use to do that with SignalR as it is right now?
Yeah, great question. So I have a couple of slides that kind of demonstrate how scaling works in SignalR.
Okay.
So here's kind of a picture of what's happening right now with our application. We have one instance. It happens to run on my machine. It can run in the cloud. And we have one or more clients connected to it. Pretty straightforward. But what happens if you actually scale out your application, right? So if you have more than one version or instance of your application running, you can have clients connected to either instance. And in this case, when instance one wants to broadcast messages to all clients, it only knows about the clients that are connected to it. It doesn't know about any other instances that are running. So with SignalR and really any kind of real-time framework, there's an ability to add on a backplane, okay, which allows different instances of SignalR running to talk to each other. so that it can do things like send messages to all connections.
So it's the job of the backplane essentially to kind of propagate that connection information between those different instances of SignalR that's running, pretty much?
Yeah, and in SignalR Core, so ASP.NET Core SignalR, we right now we support Redis. So it uses Redis PubSub for this functionality.
Good. And so is that package also available in that meta package too, or is that something
I believe that they pull it in as a separate NuGet package.
Got it.
But it's really just pull it in and then enable it, or just basically a couple lines of code, and then it starts using a backplane.
Got it. So how easy is this backplane for me to set up, right? Because I'm guessing as my application starts to scale up, and now I have these multiple instances of SignalR, I gotta create my Redis connection or my Redis servers, and
yeah.
I gotta plug that in, and I'm sure I gotta have to do metrics and monitoring on that as well, right?
Yeah. So you do have to set up your own Redis instance, and typically you want to set up in a way that is highly available.
Yeah.
So Azure is an easy way of doing that. You can just go to Azure and say, hey, give me a Redis cluster, basically, to mm-hmm. that is highly available, and then you supply the connection string to SignalR.
Sure.
And that works fine, but there's a couple of other issues about around kind of rolling this, kind of like implementing the scale out yourself.
Okay.
Another is that you can see here that the clients are actually connected to one specific instance.
Mm-hmm.
And for SignalR to work properly, the clients need to always connect to the same instance. So you need to actually set up in front of the application, you also want to set up sticky sessions.
Got it.
So that your clients are always talking back to the same servers for this to work properly.
Is that something that's pretty easy to set up, or is that?
It is. So you have to basically work with the various whatever load balancer you happen to be using.
Got it.
To make that happen, and or if you're using Azure Web Apps, you just literally just flip a switch and says
enable sticky sessions.
Yeah, give me session affinity, and it's there.
Got it.
But there's an easier way to do this, and that leads us into SignalR service in Azure. So this is kind of like another view of the application that we have right now. You can see that both web traffic and SignalR traffic talk to the same instance, or basically the same application, right? But quite often you have, perhaps your app also has a web API that's heavily hit, or maybe you want to support like a lot of connections in SignalR, right? In order to scale out, when you scale out your application, you're actually scaling out both of these, when really what you want is you want to scale them out independently, right? And so a couple months ago, we kind of came up with a new service called Azure SignalR Service that allows us to kind of decouple the connections from the ASP.NET Core application so that now, clients actually connect to the SignalR service for their SignalR connections, but they can still hit the regular website, the ASP.NET Core web app, and for their web traffic. So quite often, if you just want to support, say a thousand or a few thousand SignalR connections, you just have to scale out the connection, but you can still have just one instance of your app running if you wanted to.
Okay, so now instead of me managing that Redis cluster or whatever I'm using for my backplane, I could just use I can just point my app to the SignalR service.
Yeah.
And now this is again a managed service that's there to kind of handle that backplane and handle some of those connections for me. So I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. So all the stuff, running the backplane, sticky sessions, all that stuff is managed for you.
Okay. So now what do I need to do to kind of plug that into my application?
Okay, great question. So let's see how we can add that to our application that we've been kind of looking at previously. Let's go into the Azure portal. And I'll quickly show you how you can create a SignalR service. So we can actually go into search here, search for SignalR, and click create for the service. There's actually not a lot of options that you have to supply. You have to give it a name, choose a region, and then you can choose a pricing tier. So you can actually have a SignalR service instance for free. It supports up to 100 connections. Or you can basically buy 1,000 connections at a time, and with backed by SLA and a higher kind of message quota as well. And right now in preview, we are allowing you to scale up to 10 units. But hopefully by the time we hit general availability, you can actually scale up to a lot more than 10 units.
Okay.
So with 10 units, giving you 10,000 connections.
So right now, if as a developer or a hobbyist, or I'm just kind of playing around a little bit, I could just start off with the free one.
Yeah.
Right. And then have it run my applications and kind of test out what that scale out kind of feels like.
Yeah.
And then whenever I'm ready to go to production or run some heavier workloads, I could switch over to like a higher tier like standard or, you know, get more units or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've already kind of have an instance created, so you don't have to watch me create one and wait for it to come up.
Another thing I noticed that it says there, and even says this on the screen as well, it says preview. So does that mean that we're not ready for prime time yet, or what does that mean?
Yeah, so as with a lot of previews in Azure, it's for developers and customers to go and try it out.
Okay.
I've been using this for a while. It works pretty well. Yep. Hopefully, pretty soon, we'll be able to release it in general availability.
Gotcha.
So here, it's a pretty standard kind of Azure kind of portal. You can see some metrics in our application. And you can also kind of see keys here. You can scale up, you can scale out. What I'm going to do here is I'm actually going to grab the connection string. And we're going to add this to our application.
Okay.
So the first thing that we have to do is add a package to our a NuGet package to our application. So I already have one here that's commented out. I'll uncomment it and save it. And that's really all we need to do. So we're bringing in the Azure SignalR package. And there's only two lines of code that we have to add in order to enable Azure SignalR service in our application. So we go back to our startup.cs. And at this line where we're adding the SignalR services, we'll also go ahead and add on the Azure SignalR services as well. So that's the first line that we have to change. And now the second line that we have to change is instead of saying use SignalR, we're going to use Azure SignalR. And that's it. So we've already, the other thing is, you might be wondering, how does it know about the connection string?
Yeah.
We have to give it the connection string. So you can pass that here, or you can send an environment variable. Just to keep things easy, I'll just basically just hard code in our application right now.
Sure.
And now when we run the application,
so now I'm expecting what's going to happen is that instead of it just routing locally, it's going to go out and connect to Azure, and it's going to use SignalR as my backplane.
Yeah.
So now hopefully we should be able to scale to a lot more users than just, you know, you and, you know, the other browser, right, talking on your machine.
Yeah. So now we can type hi here. It still works. The auth still works.
Yeah.
So the only way to really tell that you're actually running against the service is if we actually go into the developer tools in the browser. And we can see down here that it's actually connecting to our service instance.
Gotcha. If we go back over to the portal, will we be able to see any connectivity or any metrics or anything like that?
Yeah, probably in a couple minutes. I'm not sure if it actually happens right away. But what you would expect is you would kind of see a little spike like this.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
And then I noticed at the top you could see show data for an hour or 6 hours. So there's a little bit of a delay, but eventually like that data would populate and you'd be able to see it there.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so now we saw how you could kind of plug my existing app inside of to use Azure SignalR as my backplane. But now what if I had like a non-.NET Core application or non-traditional SignalR Core application, and I wanted to plug in my JavaScript application or something like that? Like, do we have another way that they can kind of come in and I'm kind of plug in and kind of play together in the same space?
Yeah, we actually hear this question a lot. And that actually leads us really well into the next topic.
Okay.
A couple of questions that we typically get are, how do we integrate Azure SignalR service really easily with other Azure services?
Yeah.
And also, how do we get the SignalR goodness into other languages as well? And thankfully, there's a service in Azure that works really well with other Azure services and supports multiple languages, and that is Azure Functions.
Okay.
So what we have built is an Azure Functions binding for SignalR that allows you to really easily output messages to a SignalR hub, so that it effectively replaces the logic that it would have been running inside of an ASP.NET Core application for talking to the hub, so they can run this serverlessly.
Cool. So let's take a look at this, man. Let's see how this kind of plugs it together.
Yeah, you bet. So I have an application right here. So I think the best thing to do is actually try to run this application first.
Okay. So what does this application do right now? Is this the same one you were running before, or is it something different?
This is something different. So no more chat apps. I'm gonna F5 this application right now. And this starts up the Azure Function host. So this is an Azure Function project that's running locally on my machine. And then the other thing I need to do is actually open up this web page. Looks like I already have it running, so let me open that up again. So it's a really simple kind of flight prices.
Sure.
Each one of these prices are pulling from a document inside of the Cosmos DB. Mm-hmm. And we're able to update this live when an update is made to a document inside of the Cosmos DB.
So how does that information kind of flow all the way around, right? I have Cosmos DB, and Cosmos DB works in the concept of collections.
Yeah.
Right? So I have a Cosmos DB collection, I've inserted a record. How does that go from triggering a Signalar notification all the way over into the browser?
Yeah, so I'll actually show you the Azure function that actually does this. So we're using Azure Functions to integrate the Cosmos DB change feed with Signalar service to actually broadcast these events when they happen. So here we can see a function called onDocumentChanged. Mm-hmm. We'll quickly take a look at the function.json, which describes the bindings that are available to the function.
Sure.
So the first binding you'll see is the Cosmos DB trigger. So we're telling it to watch a collection named flights. Mm-hmm. And whenever there's a change, execute this function. And then we're also adding a second binding to it, which is our SignalR output binding. And that allows us to output messages to a SignalR hub named flights. So with those two configured, we can take a look at the function itself. So this particular function happens to run, it used JavaScript, but this could be C#, it could be Java, Python, anything else that functions V2 will support. So we can see here that the data that comes from the trigger is passed directly into the function itself. That happens to the documents that were changed.
Yep.
Here I'm just really quickly mapping the documents to an array of SignalR message objects. And all that is an object that indicates which event to raise on the client, and also passing along an argument. And we're just literally passing the document as the argument.
Yep.
Now we have an array of SignalR message objects, which is just plain JavaScript objects. And we're assigning that to an output binding called SignalR messages. And then that's it. That's the whole function itself. So we've kind of connected the documents that came in from the trigger to the SignalR service itself. So that's going to get broadcast to the application.
So how do I actually get access to this binding, right? Like, you talked about how it works, but is this a binding that's already built into the Azure Functions SDK, or is this something I have to bring in now and kind of configure myself?
Yeah, so you have to bring this in. So with Azure Functions V2, we've actually moved a lot of the bindings that used to come with the functions runtime in V1 outside, so you can kind of just pick and choose the bindings you want to bring in. Cosmos DB is one, and also the SignalR binding is another that you can bring in.
Okay.
So the function CLI gives you a fairly easy way to bring those in. The bindings are implemented as extensions, which are just really NuGet packages. And the function CLI has an extensions command. So you can actually go func extensions install, I believe, and then the NuGet package name. And it'll actually bring that in as a function or as an extension. And then once you do that, the bindings are automatically there for you to use.
That's pretty good. So then, regardless of whether I'm writing JavaScript or .NET or whatever other language that Azure Functions V2 is going to support, all I need to do is just bring in that NuGet package, and it'll work across all these languages.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah, so let's just quickly see this work. So in our VS Code, you can actually pull up documents that are in our Cosmos DB. So let's pick one. So here's one. Here's a flight from Seattle to JFK. Let's say that we want to just change that to $99. And we save it. What we should see fairly quickly is that the price will reflect on the client.
Yep.
And this is, this change is going to Cosmos DB. It's going out to the Cosmos DB change feed. It's triggering our function. And then our function is broadcasting that out on SignalR service.
So we have real-time all the way around, right?
Yeah. Like
we have real-time as in there's push notifications coming from the database.
Yeah.
There's push notifications coming from our SignalR service.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's also now, like, the client is now just, you know, has a SignalR client that's listening and reacting to that.
Yeah.
So it's all around, it's like real-time everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Everybody gets a real-time thing.
Yeah, and basically it's serverless, too.
So okay, awesome.
You don't have to manage any infrastructures.
Oh, man, this is really awesome. This is good. So if I wanted to get started with this, like, where are some places that I could go to get documentation or watch some videos or kind of just learn about it in general?
Yeah, so I have a bunch of links here. So right now the SignalR binding lives on my GitHub account.
Yep.
But we're in the process of moving that over to the Azure organization.
Okay.
So that it becomes an official Microsoft project.
Got it.
So hopefully that'll happen in the next couple weeks. Maybe by the time this video airs, it'll already be there. So we'll see how that goes. And I also have the flight sample on GitHub as well. I have another one that we didn't get a chance to get to that uses a C# and durable functions application to use the binding.
Yep.
And lastly, you can find out all about the Azure SignalR service by going to their website on azure.com.
All right, great. Thank you, man. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us all about SignalR, man. This is really good.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
So we just learned all about using SignalR and also the Azure SignalR service on this episode of the On.NET Show.